And welcome to the Sportscast, June 28th, 2019. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, iTunes, and like us on Facebook. If you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And of course, visit us on thesportscast.net for the latest. The NBA free agency begins on Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Many rumors, many deals in the works, but who will stand out? Of course, only history will tell. To join us to talk to us a little bit about this free agency this year is our very own Kailu Borden. Kailu, welcome to the Sportscast.
Thank you. Appreciate it, as always.
Of course, Kailu, rumors throughout the week. NBA is on the forefront. If you're not watching baseball, NBA is on the forefront. We've seen a lot of things going on. Of course, the Lakers were the first big news to stand out. Free agency is on Sunday. What are you expecting?
I'm expecting a lot to get done. I'm expecting a lot of like wild free agency. Obviously, here in Kyrie and Kevin Durant in Brooklyn, the Lakers are able to clear cap to get $32 million. I think Klay Thompson stays. You got the whole Jimmy Butler element. Is he going to stay in Philadelphia? You got maybe even some lesser news, DeMarcus Cousins, potentially the Knicks. You got the New York Knicks might strike out. What will Kawhi Leonard do? What's Kyrie going to do? I think it's going to be a very interesting next 48 hours, the next week. Got a lot of minds changing. I think it's going to be a very interesting 48 hours to the next week.
Let's start with the Lakers. The Lakers are clearing up space for a potential max contract style star. The Associated Press says that the Lakers will send Moritz Wagner, Isaac Bonga, Jamario Jones, and a future second-round pick to the Washington Wizards as part of the deal that will bring Davis to Los Angeles. The Wizards will send cash to the New Orleans Pelicans like in the deal, said the person who spoke to the AP. What do you think about these moves?
I think it obviously signals that the Lakers are obviously trying to clear cap. They used to have $23 million in cap. Now they have $32 million cap. These are Stephen A. in the morning talking about Kawhi Leonard could be a potential target for the Lakers. This gives them flexibility to get Kyrie. This also allows them for Kemba. But I think also if they don't get those free agents and if they don't get Kawhi, this allows them to get the Danny Greens, the Brogdons of the world. So I think that this is good for the Lakers in both ways. Obviously, if they want to chase that third star, they can get that third star if it's available for them, or they can build out the roster. So I think this works for the Lakers. It gives them an extra $9 million so that they can build on a roster or add that third star if they wish.
Now, for you personally, give us your top three choices for that third max contract star.
It would be Kawhi Leonard, Kyrie, and then Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler is...
I think Klay stays.
Klay stays in Golden State, which I believe he will be talking with the Clippers. I believe he has a meeting with them.
Yeah, he does. He has a meeting with both LA teams. But I think that that's probably just a courtesy meeting. I think he'll give some credence to them, but I think that ultimately Klay stays. I think the Warriors offer him the max, considering that they lost Kevin Durant and Achilles, and Klay has been so underappreciated. Everybody knows about his defense, but when you think about the Warriors, you think about Steph, and you think about, you know, KD. So I think that the Warriors offer him the max, and he stays.
Let's go back to Kawhi Leonard, antisocial Kawhi Leonard. He has one meeting with the Raptors. And of course, it's their last pitch. He's taking a meeting with the Knicks as well, and also with the Clippers. And I'm not sure about Brooklyn, but where do you think he'll go?
I think obviously the Lakers were, like Stephen A. reported, like the Lakers are in it. I think I don't see the Knicks as likely for Kawhi. I think it's going to be Toronto, Clippers, or now you can even throw a third team in there, the Lakers. Obviously, things are being very interesting. Rumors are being thrown out left and right. But I can see Toronto, Clippers, and now the Lakers. When I didn't even think that was possible, but now, like, that's – I think those three teams are in play for Kawhi.
Now, do you think Kawhi could fit in with that LeBron Davis? Because Kawhi, he's a Batman. And do you think he'll fill – I mean, he'll probably be a role player with the Lakers, but do you think that would be a good fit?
No, I think it would be a great fit because – obviously, LeBron, there's some games where he ticked off in the regular season based on games he ticked off with the load management. I think that'd be a great fit because LeBron is not the player he was in 2012 defensively when he was on the Miami Heat. Anthony Davis, you know, is great. I still think that with LeBron, he can potentially be a second player because even though LeBron's showing no sign of ageism, I still think that LeBron, there's some games where he takes off in the regular season. I think Kawhi and Anthony Davis can, you know, carry the games. And I think they fit perfectly. Kawhi doesn't like to be, you know, on the ball. He can be on the ball, but his assist numbers aren't that great as LeBron. LeBron can run the, you know, run the team. Kawhi could play off the ball, and obviously Anthony Davis would be a threat for lobs. And defensively, Kawhi and AD together, perimeter defense and an interior defense would be terrific.
Now, of course, Kyrie Irving is most likely going to leave Boston. All signs are pointing to that. Do you think he's realized he can't be that lead role in a team? Do you think he'll be that Robin for another team?
I think he definitely will. Brooklyn, I think we obviously heard a lot about Brooklyn. I think he can be that second player. Obviously, we've seen in Cleveland. I don't think that he'll be that lead domino because he's not as great as Kyrie is as a basketball player. I don't think he's the leader. I think in Boston, he had many opportunities to do so, but instead, like, he just couldn't for whatever reason. He's still young, so, like, I think he can be that Robin on another team.
Kemba Walker, he's a former Hornets player, is rumored to go to Boston. What do you think about Kemba Walker's value here?
I think it's great for Boston. I think it's fitting the system with Brad Stevens and what they're trying to do, and they still have Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. So I think it could potentially be good, and obviously with Kyrie, you know, on the way out, we assume, like, all signs are pointing to that. I think that could be great for the system. I think it gives Kyrie a fresh start somewhere else. I think it gives Kemba a system, finally a direction, a team that's going to make the playoffs, because in the Hornets, he never made the playoffs in his career, never shot higher than 44% from the floor. So I think it give him a new direction, re-energize him with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. I think that's a nice building block, a nice coach, Danny Ainge, good management. I think that could be a potentially a fresh start for him, and they can make a run in the playoffs, maybe win a round or two.
Of course, Al Horford leaving Boston. Where do you think it would be a fit? I mean, I haven't heard any rumors him going to the Lakers.
Yeah, I haven't really heard any rumors on Al Horford, but you know, I think that there's going to be a lot of teams that pursue him. Obviously, I heard he's going to have his meetings in Atlanta, so I think it could be a lot of teams that, you know, are going to pursue him. I think, you know, the Kings, the Sixers, I heard maybe even the Mavericks pursue him. But I'm not really sure what Al Horford's market's going to be like, because we got to let the top dominoes fall, and then after that we could see maybe what Al Horford is like.
Yeah, Al Horford is an interesting character. He's 33 years old. He's probably towards the end of his prime. Big factor with the Celtics. I think he could bring a lot of value to a team that needs a big man, of course. But yeah, back to Boston, I think bringing in Kemba Walker is a huge situation. And to be honest, I think I've heard a rumor of him going to the Knicks.
Yeah, I think the Knicks obviously are, you know, hoping against hope that they can potentially land some of these guys. But increasing by the day, the Knicks look like, if I started with Zion, them not winning a lottery. And ever since, RJ Barrett's a nice player, but obviously they will hope they had Zion. And ever since then, everything's been pointing to for bad against the Knicks. So they're just hoping against hope that things could possibly change between now and Sunday and the rest of the week. So hopefully the Knicks get some good news on that front.
Yeah, a lot of rumors. I mean, like, the Knicks are in every rumor right now. I mean, even Kawhi is in the rumor. And, of course, Kyrie, and then, of course, Kevin Durant. This week, Iggy made some noise, of all people, went on The Breakfast Club and also went on CNBC. And he did mention that KD and Clay will not be going to the Knicks, or anyone from the Warriors going to the Knicks. Do you believe in that rumor? I mean, what he said?
I don't think so, because I think that was obviously a situation where he was standing up for his teammate. He's not going to say if they were going to the Knicks. He's not going to say what team they would go to. He's obviously going to support his teammate and hope they would come back and rehab from injury. So I didn't really make too much into it. The most thing I made into about the interview is about how the Warriors medical staff handled Kevin Durant's injury, because I'm not a doctor, but like, when Kevin Durant got hurt the first time, I thought it was a torn Achilles. Reggie Miller said it was a torn Achilles. So I obviously assumed it was a torn Achilles. I did some like WebMD stuff, looking at the medical stuff. And I thought it was a torn Achilles, so I think that situation could have been handled better for the Warriors.
Yeah, correct. Iggy even said last year that everyone was reporting that he had a bruised leg, but he had a fractured leg. And that's a little bit more of a serious note. And, of course, they were pushing him to play. And it was kind of a similar situation with KD.
True.
Of course, Iggy will be staying with the Warriors. There was rumors of him retiring because he's 35, but I believe he's coming back.
Yeah, I believe so, too. I think he's coming back. I think Sean Livingston is the one that likely to retire with Iguodala having a year left on his contract. So,
of course, KD pulling out and becoming a free agent. There's no rumors of where he's going. Obviously, signs point to New York. His agent is in New York, actually, I've been hearing. What percentage you think he's going to go to the Brooklyn Nets, and what percentage you think he's going to the Knicks?
I think the Knicks by the day chances are getting smaller. So I go Golden State, I go Brooklyn, I go with Kevin Durant. So Brooklyn, I go around. I would say 45% Brooklyn. 40% Golden State. That leaves me at 85% and 15% Knicks.
Wow. That's a really small figure for the Knicks. It feels like it'll be just RJ Barrett there for just RJ Barrett for now.
And Kevin Knox. And they're gonna have to find a way to just build around the young core they have. I know free agency sounds great for like the big market teams, the Lakers, Celtics, Knicks. But sometimes you're just going to have to do the Sixers route. I heard a lot of people talk about they might have to just go the Sixers route and build from R.J. Barrett, Kevin Knox, Mitchell Robinson. They might have to go that route. They might be forced to because, you know, this free agency dream sounds nice for them, but they might have to think small and really develop and grow from within.
Another rumor that was swirling yesterday, DeMarcus Cousins to the Knicks. How do you believe in this rumor?
I think Stephen A. brought it up. I think the Knicks, this is better than what they have, to be honest with you. But I don't think they should go to DeMarcus, obviously coming off the Achilles and off the quad. I don't really see how it fits their team. I don't see what direction it brings them in. Are they trying to make the playoffs? Are they trying to rebuild, bring them in for leadership? I don't think it's great around their young guys. They got a young core in Kevin Knox and R.J. Barrett. I don't see how that fits in their, like, going forward and their plans. I don't really like the fit for the New York Knicks.
Yeah, he is. If he comes back to the Warriors, Warriors can only offer him $6.8 million for next season. Of course, if he can earn more if he went anywhere else. Of course, the Knicks have a huge salary cap right now, so that's something that they could play with as well. Butler, another big figure in the talks. It doesn't seem like every day closer to the free agency that he will not be staying with Philly. Might be joining Houston with a three-team trade, which could potentially send P.J. Tucker to Philadelphia. What do you think about this move?
I think I may be in a minority, but I think Jim Brown should stay in Philadelphia. Philadelphia is a city that really loves him. They embraced him. He has some nice moments in the playoffs. I think he should stay with Philadelphia. I don't think the Rockets think it could get done because they don't have no money for him. They have Chris Paul for the next 3 years. They're locked in with James Harden. You have $65 million combined in your backcourt. So I don't think that the thing gets done with Philadelphia. I don't think that Philadelphia will help send him to Houston. Obviously, he was born in Texas. I think he should stay in Philadelphia for three reasons. And I think, one, the city of Philadelphia loves him. I think, two, he had some nice moments in the playoffs. Run that back. I think Tobias Harris is the one that leaves. You keep Jimmy Butler. You already have Ben Simmons. You already have Joel Embiid. I think that could be good for them. And I think the third reason is I don't think it fits in Houston. I think you have James Harden and Chris Paul there. Jimmy Butler is going to want the ball. He's not going to stand around and have James Harden play a lot of ISO ball. I don't think that's going to work. You have Mike D'Antoni, who's a coach that's not going to hold James Harden accountable. He's going in his final year as a coach. So I think that could be a situation of combust for the Houston Rockets. I think it's a lot of talent, but I don't think the personalities mesh. And I don't think their styles are necessarily going to fit, even if they try to have a month where they try to fit in. I don't think their styles fit, and I don't think their personalities fit. And therefore, I think he should stay in Philadelphia with an outside option of going to the Lakers if the Lakers don't get Kyrie or Kawhi.
Yeah, I've heard of that situation as well. I think a lot of egos going on with Houston, especially with Chris Paul not getting along with James Harden. I think Adam Butler would not help out the situation. Of course, I've been hearing Butler to Miami Heat, but it's becoming more of a long shot. After getting closer to Sunday, so we'll see where the Butler situation is. Another free agent that no one's really talking about is Andre Jordan. He is one of the league's best defenders and a close friend of Durant. And he could potentially, go to the Brooklyn Nets and the Knicks. What do you think about his situation?
I haven't heard much about him on the front, but I don't think it's necessarily a good fit in Brooklyn because you already have a young center in Jared Allen, and they play similar. And I think I would go with Jared Allen. He's younger. He's cheaper. I don't know if I would be willing to spend, max dollars or close to it on him. I don't know. I think that, obviously he's he can run a floor. I don't know what team he's going to go to, but I think he should, if he's going to go to a team, he should go to a playoff team that's going to help him, that, has, pick and roll there. So I think he should go where they have a nice point guard, someone that can throw him the alley hoops. He can still defend at a decent level, He can still defend at a decent level. So I think he should go where there's a point guard there, there's structure, and to a playoff team. If winning matters to him, if he wants to take the money, you can see him go to a mid-level team.
Another player that's been not in the radars, Chris Middleton, might leave Milwaukee. If he does stay with Milwaukee, the Bucks will have to pay a luxury tax bill. What do you think his future will lie?
I think he should stay in Milwaukee. He's another one that I think he should stay in Milwaukee. He's a low maintenance guy. I think him and Giannis really work well together. I think they should bring Brogdon back. They made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. They lost four straight to the Raptors, the eventual champions. But I think they should run that back. That's a nice team. Coach Boonholzer won Coach of the Year. Giannis won the MVP. He really had a breakout year. I think, you lost in six in the Eastern Conference Finals. Chris Middleton is clearly your second option. That's a situation when you have a good coach, you have a good general manager in John Horst, you have a good ownership. I think Chris Middleton should come back. They should run the team back next year. They were very close. They lost to Kawhi Leonard and the eventual champions. I think they should run that back, bring Brogdon back, try to bring Lopez back. I don't know if they're going to be able to bring Mirotić back because they're Milwaukee in a situation with the cap, but they should try to run that back. They were really close to going to the finals, so I think he should stay in Milwaukee.
Another, yes, which you were talking about really briefly, Brook Lopez, you think he'll stay in Milwaukee?
I think he can get a lot of money elsewhere, but I think he can get a lot of money elsewhere. So we will see if he wants to stay in Eastern Conference or he wants to go to the West or whatever team. But I think a 7-footer that went from not shooting the three at all, I think Brook Lopez is sneaking under radar, for them if they're able to keep him. He obviously helped Giannis and, help the spacing. I think Brook Lopez, after we see the top guys fall, I think that second, third tier, Brook Lopez is going to be highly covered. He can shoot the three. He can stretch the floor. He's not a lane clogger. He can defend. He had a good moment last year against the Raptors. So I think Brook Lopez, the Bucks should definitely want to bring him back. Their priority list should be, got to keep Chris Middleton. Then we got to match whatever, because Brogdon's a restricted free agent. So you got to match anything any other team gives him. And then they should definitely bring back Brook Lopez.
Should the Lakers get Trevor Ariza to have a good role player right there?
I think if the Lakers don't get the third star, they don't get Kyrie, they don't get Kemba, or they don't get Kawhi, I definitely think that Trevor Ariza won a championship with us. So I'm obviously very familiar with Trevor Ariza. He can still defend. He helped the Rockets the year before this past season. So I think Trevor Ariza is a nice player. Obviously, we're very familiar with him. He's 3-and-D. He can still shoot. He had a bad game, against the Warriors last year, but I still think that Trevor Ariza on the bench could be solid for us. He can contribute. He can, score 7-8 points. He can defend. So I think that could potentially be a great role player, bench player for the Lakers if they don't get that third star and they fill out the roster with a bunch of role players and players that can defend and shoot.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting situation, of course. You know, it feels like free agency is – everyone's eyeing the Lakers, and they're becoming more of a Western standout, Western Conference standout, maybe a league standout to potentially win a championship, of course. Okay, we're going to – well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to name some players, and you got to say your final prediction where they're going – like where they're, like where they'll be going or staying, okay?
Okay.
Let's start with Kawhi Leonard. Where is he going to play next season?
I think he's going to go to the Clippers.
Wow, Clippers. Okay. Which, by the way, without a star, they won 40 games last year.
Wow. Trey.
Kevin Durant, where is he going to play next year? Or where he'll be at? Because he won't be playing probably much. But
Brooklyn.
He's going to Brooklyn. Interesting. Jimmy Butler.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Kemba Walker.
Reading the tea leaves, lock on or lunch, Celtics.
Celtics. That's a good spot for him. I think it's perfect. Can't beat it. Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving, definitely Brooklyn. Definitely Brooklyn.
Chris Middleton.
Milwaukee.
D'Angelo Russell.
If Kyrie goes to Brooklyn, like I think, D'Angelo Russell could potentially be reuniting with the Lakers.
That's what I was thinking. I would think Lakers is probably eyeing Russell if Irving signs with Brooklyn.
Yes.
That's something to definitely look at. I really think, I don't know, it feels like there'll be a wild card somewhere. I don't know. It feels like wherever, I mean, like, will all these decisions be made on Sunday night, or do you think it'll take some days?
I think Clay is going to be locked up on Sunday, but I think you're going to definitely see a lot of dominoes across the week. I don't think we all see it on Sunday, but it's going to be obviously jam-packed on Sunday. But I think we see the deal filtered throughout the week because I know Kawhi said he has a meeting with the Clippers on July 2nd. So I see from there we get deals done into late week. I don't think a lot of deals are going to stretch out, you know, after like after the second week of July, because I think people want to get it done. People want to go on vacation. Right. The media members want to go on vacation. So I think that we could see deals get done Sunday, and then we could see some of the top guys go later that week and then the next week. And then after that, we can see some of the Brook Lopez, some of the nice role players go shortly after that.
Yes. Follow us on the Sportscast Sunday night, 6 p.m. Free agency begins. We'll be eyeing all the scores, of course, and we'll see what happens. I'm really excited about this year's NBA free agency. A lot of things going on, a lot of potential. We'll see New York and L.A. getting, you know, potentially maybe a New York-L.A. NBA Finals next year.
That would be great.
We haven't seen that in, I think, ever. I don't think I've ever seen Knicks ages. And Lakers. And, yeah, it's always been Boston or L.A. is the closest thing to East and West Coast, but... Anyways, anything else before anything else in the NBA before we head into baseball?
No.
The Yankees and Red Sox will be playing in London this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. Two historic teams. My Yankees are rolling 11-1 last 12 games. So I think that's going to be great. The Yankees are leading the AL East. We're obviously playing great baseball. The Yankees are 52-28. So the Yankees are obviously playing great baseball right now. And just the opportunity to go to London. We got DJ LeMay representing us, and also him as a starter, Gary Sanchez. So I think this opportunity is going to be great. It's a two-game set. One game's on Fox, one game's on ESPN. So for the Yankees, it's just about keeping the winning going. I mean, it's not really anything bad to talk about with the Yankees. It's just keep the winning going, keep the positive vibes going. 29 straight games with a homer. Good pitching. Tanaka's pitching on Saturday. So I just think it's just keep the winning going.
The Yankees, of course, are in top of their game, and we'll see what happens in London. First time, I think, a game – no, it's not the first time. Yeah, it's probably the first time held in England. I do know they've played in, like, over there in Korea and Japan, and maybe in Mexico. They might have had a game there too. But, yeah, Yankees are 58 wins, 28 losses. They're top in the AL East. The Rays are right behind them. And then in, like, the National League it's just, you know, the Braves, Cubs, and Dodgers leading in their respected divisions. So, but yeah, it's going to be really exciting. Women's World Cup today, quarterfinals, USA versus France, really exciting game. This is the game that everyone's been eyeing on. Some say whoever wins this game will win the World Cup. What are your thoughts about this match?
I think it's very great. I think both teams, obviously, obviously World Cup favorite. But I think the U.S. tonight wins. I think Alex Morgan, Megan Rapinoe, they all have good games today. I can see the U.S. winning 3-1. I think it's going to be very close, very competitive. France is a really good soccer team for women. But I can see the U.S. winning, representing this country, keep advancing. And, you know, hopefully this is the quarterfinals. So hopefully, you know, we just protect our home, and we could potentially win this and win one for the country.
Exciting today. The game's at 3 p.m. Eastern. Should be a very – this match will be the toughest match for USA so far in France. They're both favorites. France has the upper hand for being the home team. So we'll see what happens. And anyways, anything else before we head into game predictions?
No.
Let's go Atlanta versus the New York Mets.
Atlanta Mets have been struggling. Their bullpen has been really awful this month. They have had a 2-run lead in 5 straight games, and the Mets have blown all of them. Edwin Diaz is really struggling. The Mets bullpen struggling. They got a lot of length from their starters. Pete Alonso's a great rookie. The Mets are in turmoil. They had the situation with Jason Vargas and the reporter, Mickey Callaway. Who knows his future? Atlanta's a really good team. Ronald Acuna, Ozzie Albies, good management. They're first in the NL East. The Braves win tonight 4-5 runs. The Mets are really struggling. The bullpen gives up a lot of leads. Atlanta by a lot tonight.
Cubs at Cincinnati.
The Cubs are really playing well. I think the Cubs got to continue, holding off the Brewers in the NL Central. I can see the Cubs winning tonight by 2 runs.
And finally, the Dodgers at the Colorado Rockies. Altitude.
Coors Field are hitting ballpark. You got Ryu on the mound. Ryu is 9-1 with a 1.27 ERA. The Dodgers are 22-18 on the road, 56-27 overall. The Dodgers are obviously going to be favored tonight. They got a great pitching matchup. Ryu is on the mound, which has been their best starter, one of the better starters in baseball. Coors Field is a great hitting ballpark. You got one of your top flight guys on the mound. I can see the Dodgers winning tonight by 3-4 runs.
3-4 runs. And give us a score line for USA versus France, Women's World Cup.
I think it's going to be 3-1 USA.
3-1 USA. Pretty convincing score line. And random question, can people read your handwriting?
Of course. I have one of the neatest handwritings. I take my time. I think handwriting is really important. And it's, obviously you're going to need it in life, so I think it's a really important life skill. So I think I do pretty well in that area.
You're correct. I am not good with my handwriting, but I definitely need to work on it a little bit more. It's people, what if there's no computers or an iPhone one day and you have to write something? You got to be neat and clean. And finally, how can people reach you, Kailu, on the internet?
They can reach me at KailuBorden12 on Twitter, and they can reach me on Instagram at KailuB123.
I was thinking about doing a live show on Sunday night, but Sunday looks pretty occupied for me, but I'll play it by ear. We'll see what happens.
All right.
And sure. We'll see what goes on store. But, yeah, follow us on the Sportscast Twitter, the Sportscast 1, or the Sportscast.net for the latest. And, of course, free agency is very exciting. We'll see players in new teams, or will they stay in their old teams? We'll find out Sunday. Really, really pumped. Anyways, the Sportscast.net, I appreciate you coming on, Kailu.
Thank you.